Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
You're listening to Rabot & Co. here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabot.
It's so fantastic. Welcome in, Rabot & Co. here. ESPN 680, 105.7. His name's Zach Cantrell. Mine is Louis Rabot, at Radio Louis on Twitter. You can find the station at ESPN 680 as well. We are into silly season in the very silliest of ways. And this morning is a perfect encapsulation of that. The callers on Diener's show, just an absolute perfect encapsulation of all of that. And I would like to read now, Zach, if I may, from ESPN.com's article about the Louisville coaching search. That's right. There's not a single article on ESPN.com about it. I'm now going to read from TheAthletic.com. about Louisville's coaching search. Oh, that's right. There isn't a single article on their entire site about the Louisville coaching search. This has fallen completely out of the limelight. The second Dusty May went to Michigan, the interest in the coaching search here went away nationally. But it has ramped up publicly. And I talked yesterday about if I were involved in the Louisville process, whatever it would be, I would take a hard look at moving away from many of the guys that were part of the 1980s thing here at Louisville. The very successful thing, by the way. The Crum absolute bludgeoning of the rest of the country for 7-8 years that happened between 1979 and 1987 here. And so Jerry Eves, who hosts a show up against Drew, had Bob Huggins on today. And people who have listened to this show for a long time know how I feel about Bob Huggins. Bob Huggins hates me personally. He hates my wife. He hates my children. He hates everyone that I hang out with for an hour every Sunday from 10 to 11 at Mass. He does. Because he not only made his comments very public in Cincinnati, he doubled down on them. And he goes on with Jerry Eves today. And it says a lot to me about what people outside of the bubble here think about this search. Bob Huggins sees chaos. He sees a chance to jump on this coaching search and get his name into the mix, into the hat. I want to be very clear about something. Zach, I think there's 0% chance that Bob Huggins gets the job here. I want to be really clear about that. But who does he go to when he needs to get on with someone who he thinks can help him get the job? He goes on with a former player. And he doesn't go on with Peyton Siva. He doesn't go on with Russ Smith. He doesn't go on with Marcus Maben. He goes further back. He goes to Jerry Eves. And this is the perception of the search outside of our bubble here, where, look, we understand there was a candidate one and a candidate two. Scott Drew decided to stay at Baylor, and no one should be offended by that. The second thing that happens is Dusty May probably told Josh Hurd, hey, yeah, I'm coming. And then decided at the last minute to take the Michigan job. I think the tea leaves are pretty well established with that manner of things happening. But then who is the third, fourth, and fifth guy? And those things seem to not work out, and there's a lot of consternation about who's on that list, what level they're currently coaching at, will they be good at this level? But the perception is such that Bob Huggins felt like he could toss his name into the ring, into the hat, if you will, excuse me, by just showing up on that show And I'm not saying that that should lead to any kind of expedience in the search at all. That's not what I'm getting at. But it does speak to how, to this point, people perceive it. And what's ironic about the Huggins thing is if you wanted to just go on resume and what people have told me about high-level success, he's obviously the guy, if it's just a numbers thing. But we know it's not, right? And he's a reminder that it's not. Huggins is a reminder that the other guys they're looking at aren't solely going to be hired based on their numbers. They're going to have to be hired on a multitude of factors, like any good coaching search. And so obviously names come up where people are less than excited. Oh, Josh Schertz, because of the level that he's been at. It's not because of the numbers. His numbers make sense. His numbers are overwhelmingly positive as far as win-loss, as far as different levels. Winning a D2 and then winning a D1 are different things. And being able to do that shows coaching acumen. Someone texted in Kayla DeBoer yesterday. That's what you're hoping for if you hire a guy like that. I get it. And then Richard Pitino's name comes up yesterday. And we talked about this a bit last night. And last night on the pod, on 40 Minutes of Pod, that's actually been released. You can go find that, Spotify, Apple. That's me, Ennis, and Jay Davis. And with the search moving to the next guy, and I talked about this the other day as well, the nuance of this job search at this point, where you're getting into guys that are not at this level. And I was just talking with Rummage, actually, in the bullpen. And there is a lot of consternation around, hey, we're not even talking to Power 5 guys. Part of that is all of the Power 5 guys you would talk to just retired and then got replaced by guys who got pulled up from the level that you're looking at now. And it's your job to determine if a guy from that level is the next guy. And especially with what you have at Louisville between facilities, which Nolan Smith is wrong about, right away. They're not 7 out of 10. They're not. They're better than that. About the Yum Center and the game day environment and complaining about that. Going after the fans after what happened the last 2 years, just stop. Everyone needs to stop. Nothing the fans did the last 2 years led to 12 wins over two seasons. Stop. But who's the next guy from that next level? And I understand the nostalgia and the overall desire for a splash hire as well. And so getting a guy with the last name Pitino seems to make sense. But I think we need to look at Richard, who's a year younger than me, by the way. So he'll turn 42 in September. Actually, has a birthday very close to my wife. How about that? But, of course, wins the Mountain West tournament this year at New Mexico. Took over a team in New Mexico. Went. Let me see if I can find the exact year by year. I want to make sure that I get. There it is, school history. When he gets there, they're 6-16 in the conference, or 1-8 in the conference, 6-16 in the COVID year. He takes over in 21 and takes them to 13-19. They're 22-12 and 26-10 this year. They do the thing that you want to see from coaches in their most recent thing. And someone texted in yesterday, and I thought it was a great text that Chris Collins, for example, at Northwestern, essentially did at Northwestern what Jeff Brohm did at Purdue. And I think that's an apt comparison of those two guys. And I do wonder if Richard's time at New Mexico is something similar, where you're hoping that that kind of turnaround could happen here as well. And I think it could, for sure. And in fact, I think it could be expedited because of what you have as far as your resources here. And I think those are things that are obvious and make sense. But we are where we are. And I don't think we need to pretend that we're in the spot where Josh Hurd wanted to be. Scott Drew was where he wanted to be. Dusty May is where he would accept being. The next guy's a bit more of a gamble. He just is. There's less on the resume. There's less on, you know, the long-term success of that coach. And I'm not at all, I'm not mad about that part. Because I do think there was a complete misread of the Dusty May situation. And if you want to be mad at Josh Hurd about that, I think that's your business and that's fine. Because to this point, and a caller said this to Diener, the search doesn't come across as being very organized. Now, what happens is, I think, You're fine. You're fine. People are calling because they care. And that's great. And I'm glad you're listening, by the way. 437-9680 is our UPS Jobs text line. On this show, we're more of a texting show. So if you wanted to join us, you are the co in Rabeau and Co. We'd love to hear from you. 437-9680. If you want to get into the process and where it's at, and be critical of that, I think it's reasonable. But the outside perception does matter for like 2 weeks. And then if the next guy, whoever it is, if it's a man named Josh, if it's a man named Richard, I don't care. If he gets a bunch of dudes this summer, if he brings some guys from New Mexico's team this year, for example, by the way, the Zach, selfishly, two reasons I want Pitino in town, Richard, is number one, just I think he would be very available and we would get a ton of I think this station would benefit from him being here.
We'd get a lot more access.
I think it would be very good for the people who work, especially across the hall at 93.9. I think it would be excellent for them, okay? The second part is this. He would bring Jamal Mashburn Jr. with him. And Mash in a Louisville jersey is just funny.
All the Kentucky people are going to lose their minds if they see Mashburn Jr. there. But he hasn't really been all that effective his first 3 or 4 years. Like, he's not his dad or anything
Settle. I mean, he's not...
He's not a scrub, but...
Jamal Mashburn in Kentucky, dude, that's an all-time, maybe a top-five player ever there. I mean, like, he's that kind of player. I mean, really.
That kind of talent, for sure.
Mash was awesome. But that's neither here nor there with this. But the fact that Eves and Huggins are talking, I think solidifies my point from yesterday. And let me see if I can find this. There it is, 437-9680. Jerry Eves is an idiot, and taking anything he does or says seriously is a mistake. You can say the search has gone poorly, but using Jerry Eves as an example is silly. I agree with you, and that's why I'm saying it out loud, because ignoring it isn't making it go away. Let me say that again. Ignoring it isn't making it go away. The boil is festering, and guys like him are a boil on the program, and they need to be lanced. That's what I'm saying. That's the open to this show. There needs to be an adjustment to 2024 away from what happened 40 years ago. Lance the boil. Move on. Get over it. The fact that the outside perception is such that the best way to get through to this job is through that, at least for one group. By the way, expect more interviews like that to happen on that show with guys that don't have a shot at the job just because they feel like they do until the job is settled. I agree with the texter wholeheartedly, but it's also time to lance the boil. Let's get into more of these texts. 437-9680 on our UPS Jobs text line. Mr. 10 a.m. on the dot. I love it. I love you too. Texter, can we get Zachy C's Trump State of the Commonwealth of Basketball? We will do that at 10:40 today. All right? You ready for that?
That's what we call a tease in the business.
Texter, any Louisville fan worth a damn doesn't want Bob Huggins, and that's coming from our guy Kevin. Kevin, I agree with you, and that's why I opened with it, because it is time to just come up with the new way forward. It is time to stop trying what has been tried before, and if you think Richard is different enough from what has happened here before, then go do it. That's fine. If you think Josh Schertz is a departure from that but will take you to a spot that is very positive for your basketball program, then do that. I don't care who the dude is, but this reliance on the past, and I'm so happy to see on the text line, Louis, no one feels that way. Great.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That is the way forward in my mind, and I'm glad to see it from fans, because this is not my team, man, and I know y'all know that, but I mean, at the same time, Zach and I don't want to cover crap anymore.
No.
So it is.
I'm tired of it.
Texter, can we put Bruce Pearl on the list, please? Look. Yes. Yes. I would like to think he's on the list. Money matters, though. Money really, really clearly matters. So the buyout with him, probably prohibitive, but I get the names that people throw at me, and Bruce Pearl for sure. Oh my God, he'd be great here.
Auburn's going to give him a substantial raise.
I understand.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, yeah. He's also got a
He would be fantastic here.
He's got an 8-digit buyout. I mean, just the guy, he would be incredible. He would love this job.
The thing I would ask the fans is this. If Richard's last name wasn't Pitino, would he be being considered for this job?
Let me get there eventually, because it's a good question. The answer is, of course, that's why he's being considered for it.
Right. But that's not a good reason to pursue somebody, by the way.
Was it a good reason to keep John Shire then?
No.
Okay. Hubert Davis?
No. you're hiring guys is because you think they're qualified and because they're, you know, they have
guys,
a connection.
Those guys, does Hubert Davis get the UNC job if his name isn't Hubert Davis?
He's a longtime assistant under Roy Williams.
Does he get
probably
the job
not.
If he's, okay. Does John Shire get the job if he didn't play there and coach there?
No.
Okay, great. So my point is, if you go to Richard because he understands this job, it's not terribly different than what Duke and North Carolina just did. Syracuse elevated from within. All three of those places elevated from within.
It's not working so well for Syracuse, is it?
Not for Syracuse, but that's a bum job, dude. We need to stop. It's a bum job. That guy had one title in 50 years. One. It's a bum job. It's okay. It's in the middle of nowhere. Upstate New York, that part sucks.
So then that should be a credit to Boeheim for making them as relevant for as long as they were.
100%. But it's a bum job. They play in a dome, dude. Like a blow-up dome. I mean, it's not real. It's not real.
I still call it the Carrier Dome. I don't know what it is
you
now.
You should. Texter, I don't know if Little Richard could get it done or not. I do know that if he doesn't do it quickly, it would be a disaster. I want to start fresh. The tradition and fan base the university has can make anyone a household name. I think that's where the head of the – I would hope that that's where the athletic department's head is at. And from the people that I've been around, I think that that's how they feel as well. I hope you're right. Texter, if Richard Pitino's last name was Pinto, would we be talking about him for the job is the only question. It's a fair question. I hope I just addressed that to you. Texter, who cares about the coaching search? I want to hear your thoughts on Nolan Smith paying 12 and 52 on mediocre facilities. I got no time for that guy. Texter, Bob Huggins is trending nationally on Twitter, LOL. Of course he is. Texter, I love Bob Huggins the way Kenny Payne loves John Calipari.
You want to beat Huggins by 1 point?
I love Bob Huggins.
I love Bob Huggins.
I want to beat him by 1 point. I love Bob Huggins.
I think that's
right. That's not bad.
All right, okay. I'll stick with that. Texter, I'm 100% on board with Richard. I think he's the right hire given where the search is at. The puzzling thing to me is how Jerome Tang was never seemingly considered at all. He isn't top choice, but it seems like you'd consider him before you get down to a Pitino or a Kelsey. I'd just like to know what disqualified him in Josh's eyes. I think it's a fantastic question. And I don't know if it was seeing the effects the first year and then it trends backwards a little bit the second year. But for a guy, you know, in his first 2 years of head coaching in what many people consider to be the toughest conference of college basketball. Yeah, I'm with you, Texter. I think it's a fair question. And I would hope it's something that would be discussed once the hire happens. Texter, I think the Pitino effect is being highly overlooked. My dad has all of Rick's books, and they've been a centerpiece on the shelf. My uncles and aunts have all had season tickets since I was a kid in the 80s. They have all talked about how many friends who also have season tickets have the same feeling. It's a connection to fans from the work ethic and knowing this fan base expects to win. So, I don't want people to hear me and say hear me talking and think, oh, Louis doesn't want me to think fondly of the teams from the 80s or of Pitino's time here. That simply isn't the case. That's not what I'm trying to do. But rather, just the world is different now in basketball. And frankly, you don't have to look very far. You can look to Lexington to watch it happen. Cal starts first 5 years, dynamite. Next 5 years, not as dynamite. Last 5 years, most recent 5 years, terrible. Unacceptable, frankly. The game is just... Huggins is a recycler coming down to the text. You're damn right he is. You understand me? Geography, recycling, that's what he's all about. I don't want people to do that. But yes, Richard Pitino's being considered because of who he is and the fact that he was here before in the way that three other coaches at programs that have won national titles have just done recently. That's what I would say to that. Huggins is a recycler. I love that text so much. Thank you so much. Texter, Bob Huggins is a proven winner. I agree. If you're going purely on numbers, Bob Huggins would be the hire here. That period. Texter, if Josh brings Richard here, he's basically signing up for mediocrity and signing his own termination papers. Might be some initial buzz, but it'll wear off soon enough with the mediocre results. Some are enamored with the Pitino name because it relates in their head to all the success we had when Rick was here. But he's a proven winner and shown that he's about half the coach his father is. All the NIL money in the world will not make you a better coach. Texter, who's tracking flights? When is this is when we know something? My man's on the Albuquerque to SDF site right now. If you think my man Richard Pitino is flying coach, please, please. If you think there isn't a PJ waiting for him in New Mexico, come on, people. Let's be better than that. Texter, Huggins is a perfect candidate. He would bring the fight. to the Louisville basketball team.
No,
fight,
stop.
I say. It's a good text. Texter Richard also brings the old guard Friends of the Ville money infusion too, something none of the other current candidates could pull off. I'm really not. Yeah, I don't hate that take, because I don't know the total ins and outs of all of the booster money and where that is, but I have, you know, on decent account that's true, that texter's right about that part. It's interesting because I care more about getting the money back in than I do the players back in. I know that's a really shallow thing to think, but I do think, you know, if you can reinvigorate boosters and those kinds of things, the people that are going to support the program long term, there's value to that. There is. There's value to that. Texter, Richard's being considered because of name and his popularity as an assistant here. I think that's closer to where I'm at, Zach, with your question than anything else was. There are stories. The stories of him as an assistant here are elevated, of course, because of the success they had while he was here.
Sure.
Right? Now, what percentage is dad and what percentage is assistants? That's a debate for another time on this show.
Right.
But no, I think that part of it is a reasonable thing to remember and a reasonable thing to think, okay, if he could be on the sideline here in a high-stress situation and make the right decisions, then he can do it again. I agree with it. Texter, the only thing this divided fan base agrees on is we don't want Bob Huggins. Texter, read the last name question. It isn't just the record. You have to look at the overall package and fan excitement. That's all a piece of succeeding. I'm on board. I think a lot of people like that. Tang is a $6 million buyout. That's actually, I think, it within the wheelhouse of what they have been talking about. Does Josh Hurd play a sport? He's a long distance runner. I don't know if people know that, but like a serious, super high level distance runner. Texter, anybody will be an upgrade higher the coach. Texter, U of L really is going to end up with the Beth Haven coach. It's happening. Make the Twitter account. It's a great idea. We should definitely do that. The second we make that Twitter account, Louisville will hire somebody. That's what's going to happen, frankly. Texter, Huggins got a problem with the drink. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He would be an absolute disaster here. I did want to say, and I haven't done the joke yet, but Huggins would love this job until they were like, hey, we're going to a Catholic picnic. And he's like, wait, I got to be surrounded by him. Oh, man, what a terrible person. Texter, the last name Petito instantly gave more power to coach than the athletic director. Yeah. Look, that relationship and how that works when you have a program like the two basketball programs at the flagship schools in this state between Louisville and Kentucky. The coach is going to make more money. He's going to be more visible, et cetera, et cetera. It's just the reality of that. If you are the athletic director at Alabama, no one listens to you. They all listen to Kayla DeBoer. It's how it goes. That it is the nature of these things. Texter Huggins is buying a horse farm in Versailles. I saw his realtor at Heidi Brothers. Texter, setting Richard's conference play record. You are correct. Numbers are numbers. He's 49 games under 500. You are correct. Texter, can we stop with the Richard Petito? He wouldn't get a look if not for his last name. Jobs at this level, sports or business, are about connections, your network, or your qualifications. So, of course, he's being considered. But I would bet a large percentage of people texting in have their current job based on their network. I would also bet that a lot of people around them don't think they deserve that job and are saying he or she only got the job because of name or who they know. Texter, outside of Bobby Hurley right now, all the other coaches seem pretty even. I don't think it matters what coach we get. It matters that the collective is getting funds for the coach to use. I have started to come to that opinion in a very serious way, that you just go get the guy. And there's a lot of talk about fit on other shows and who fits culturally and who's willing to do the Jeff Brohm kind of stuff. I understand all of that as far as the desire to have the right fit and those kinds of things. I'm more on the structure's in place here. Go get the best basketball coach. They'll figure it out. All right, let's take a break here in the 10 o'clock hour. Mike Gandolfo up next. Cal is going to be on the sidelines in Lexington next year, so we at least have that news to talk about. And, of course, Calipari's comments about how he's going to, quote, fix UK basketball as well. Talk to Mike Gandolfo next here on Rapoport & Co. ESP at 680, 105.7.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
ESPN 680 1057. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
All right, welcome back in. Time to switch sides here, go red to blue with our guy Mike Gandolfi. He's presented by our friends at J. Shepherd Cigars, 1429 Bardstown Road. Check them out on socials. Got your cigars, your accessories, all kinds of things over there at J. Shep. We will be out there on April 23rd to do the show. So it's a Tuesday, not Mike's usual spot, but was the easiest thing to do for the totality of our couple of weeks there. The Tuesday of the week before Derby Week. That's only something you can say in these parts. Mike, how are you this morning?
I am great. I mean, Cal's coming back. I mean, how happy can I be?
I hope you heard Zach laughing through the glass there.
I mean,
who's more excited, you or Mitch Barnhart tweeting a soulless tweet at 10:20 p.m. last night?
Well, I'm actually surprised we got that. I mean, I kind of got some ESPN.
That is a lot of exposure for him. You're right, actually.
I really thought it was just going to be like no announcement, no nothing, just like carry on like nothing had happened, like we didn't lose to Oakland or something like that. And I was kind of anticipating that, but I mean the more interesting thing is like what really happened in that meeting, what promises were made, what were the discussions like, how is the approach going to be different? Because if you're expecting a guy at Cal's age to make dramatic changes, it's not going to happen. I mean, it's just not going to happen. And then, okay, so he needs staff changes. Well, the only guys he can get to coach with him are his washed-up coaches that failed as head coaches, or maybe a former player or two. But nobody is putting that I coached on as an assistant or John Calipari on the resume because it doesn't equate to anything, because none of those guys become quality head coaches. And I don't think he can hire a quality head assistant coach because of that, because of his coaching tree so weak. So, if they're going to go out there and they're going to make staff changes, I'm very curious to see who they're going to be able to get to make these dramatic changes that are going to make everything magically all better.
Mike Gandolfo with us, at Big Mike Gandolfo on Twitter. You can find him there. He'll be on the Horse Racing Happy Hour later edition, 8:40 p.m.
What's that?
Tomorrow. How about that? The show that you hosted solo last week for like the second time ever.
Yeah.
How about that? You kind of answered every question I was going to ask, of course.
Oh, I apologize.
You're totally fine. I tend to agree with you on a huge majority of your opinions there, that it's going to be very difficult to, old dog, new tricks kind of thing. When this was on Friday, he talked about this exact thing where he's going to have to make changes. Wait. He's going to have to make coaching changes, blah, 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 but you have to give him another year. At what point do you stop giving him another year, Mike? Would you have tried to figure it out this year?
Well, I guess that's the thing. Like, if he has another year like the previous 5 years, the buyout's a lot more palpable. Like, it's easier to swallow, right? And it's going to be a whole lot more just obvious that there has to be a change. We're going to have this roller coaster that happens in Kentucky basketball every year, where things look promising, people start to buy back in, they get crushed somewhere along the road, and they want Cal does something or the team does something to make you want to buy in, and then they'll get crushed again, and then right before right late February, early May, they'll start to look like they're clicking, and it's going to be a repeat disaster of what we've seen. So if that repeats itself, if that's the pattern, then and there's continual underachievement, because we went thinking that this team was overachieving because they were preseason picked fourth in the SEC, 16th in the polls. But at the end of the day, this team underachieved just like the rest of them.
Do you think there's any chance, and Mike Gandolfo with us, you're watching the, you know, the coaching search here at Louisville and the guys that they are, you know, where they are coaching and what level they're at and what they're talking about for the Louisville job. Do you think any part of Barnhart's decision was, who the hell am I going to go hire?
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, that's not going to be much different next year. Although, I don't know if you listen on the March Madness coverage, Jay Wright mentioned something about how he was writing down a certain play that someone was doing because, you know, he doesn't know if he'll have to use it again. The second that happens, I'm reaching out to Jay Wright and being like, hey, are you interested? Because if he's interested, that buyout becomes a whole lot more easier to swallow right then. But it's not going to be really that much different next year. I mean, it's the same group of coaches. I was kind of talking to Zach about that offline. It's like, you know, even in Scott Drew's case, like, do it once is one thing. But to show that you've been able to do it, repeat it, you know, that you've been able to repeat that success over time, that you've gotten to multiple Final Fours, now we're talking about something kind of special where it's like, okay, this is a person who's kind of a proven commodity. And I think actually from that standpoint, there's no problem with Louisville going after Richard Pitino because, you know, what's the difference between him and Josh Schertz really? Like, you know, if that was the combination, you got someone who is familiar with the fan base, familiar with what the job's going to take. You've got someone that there are some people that are going to get excited about, and there's going to be some money put back in the program. So at the end of the day, the candidates out there, because they were never going to get Shaka Smart. I mean, I don't know. I know I keep on hearing that name. That's never going to happen. I mean, Shaka's a Milwaukee guy. He's in the perfect job for him right now. And don't let's not pretend like Marquette doesn't have a basketball tradition.
It's a very good job. It's a very good job.
Yeah, it's a good job.
Yep.
So, you know, there's just very limited number of coaches. You can't get Hurley, you know, then I don't know who else I'd really want out there, you know? I mean,
yeah, Texter essentially said it's Hurley and a bunch of dudes at this point. And I don't know that if you think about a coaching search in the traditional way that's an improper take. I think it might be right. Because all of the old guard has retired. The sport is completely flipped with the portal and NIL. And so the looking forward part of this, you know, we had a text in, Mike, 437-9680 on the UPS Jobs text line. Outside of Hurley right now, it actually seems like all coaches are pretty even. I don't think it matters which coach we get. It matters the collective and getting funds for the coach to use. So I think, you know, it's a little vague in the middle there. But what I think that texter is saying is the same thing you just said, which is there really a difference between Josh Schertz and Richard Pitino as far as, you know, the quality of the hire? And if there isn't, then yeah, the guy who's been on the sideline here might be a little more attractive.
Well, and there's always going to be we never know because we're not in the interviews about what the fit is really like.
Yeah,
is always going to be extremely important on that front. But like, you know, I'm a big fan. Everyone's heard me talk about Ty Golden down in Florida.
Yep.
At the end of the day, like, the only difference is that guy hasn't done it yet. But I'm very confident that one day he's going to do it because he passes the eyeball test. You can look at his teams and see what they do. You know, so I think there's all kinds of coaches out there that they're all kind of we're in that with the college basketball being redefined about how to win. People are trying to figure it out, and no one's separated themselves from the pack yet.
Man, oh, man. All right, Mike Gandolfo with us here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Rabeau and Co. We got you till noon. Bobby V after us. And then, of course, we'll have our roundtable at 3 o'clock, 3 to 6, I'm sure. Round Daddy with plenty to say about all of this with Cal. What do you expect next year from the team, bringing in six guys from the freshman class? And then who do you expect back, et cetera? Is there anyone who could come back that would get Mike Gandolfo to buy in on this team for next year with Cal?
Well, I mean, I think the way that Cal mentioned it in his statement or on the postgame show about saying he's not going to force anyone to go to the league, he's not going to do the whole thing where he tears up a scholarship in front of the guy, nothing dramatic like that, leaves the door open for a couple guys. I mean, I think what he's really trying to do is play mind games with you and hoping that Reed – somehow comes back. I mean, that's the one guy, right? I mean, the state might absolutely explode if they have a complete backcourt of Reed Shepherd and Travis Perry next year just because of the, you know, the homegrown talent there. But ultimately, you know, Dillingham's gone. DJ Wagner, to me, is kind of interesting whether or not he would stay. I could also see him going to the draft, and I wouldn't be shocked if he goes in the transfer portal. I think Justin Edwards is probably gone, either draft or transfer portal. Big Z is interesting, whether or not he goes or not. Ugonna needs to come back. But then again, your lifespan as a big man in the NBA is limited, so he might go. Fierro's coming back, unless he goes to transfer portal, which very well could happen. You know, I mean, if you're a junior at Kentucky and you know you're continually getting recruited over, the transfer portal becomes very, very attractive. And then you look at how some of these guys, Keon Brooks being a great one this year, go into the transfer portal and become stars at these other places. You know, we've seen that happen over and over and over again. Johnny Juzang and all, I mean, all kinds of people. So, you know, I don't know if you can look at any of these guys and say they're for sure coming back. And with the, I think Dillingham and Edwards are the ones that you can probably say that are for sure gone. You know,
Mike Gandolfo with us. He's presented by our friend Jason Shepard, J. Shepard Cigars, 1429 Bartstown Road. I was over there yesterday. Just a great selection of cigars. Again, we'll be out there the second to last Thursday of April, April 23. We'll be out there the Tuesday of the week before Derby Week. So Mike and I will be out there. I'll have some other people out there. We'll have some giveaways, different things going on as well. So I hope a bunch of people can make it out for that show. And he's got you covered, man. Weather's getting warmer. Great time. Just an absolutely fantastic time to get outside and enjoy a cigar. Knows all of his stuff and will be able to find something right within your flavor profile. Go online. Order from them online. Mention us. You get your shipping for free and a free cigar. So go make sure you do that as well. What do you expect next year, Mike? Are we just running back to watch them lose in the round of 32 again?
No, I'm going to be a big fan of the women's program now that Kenny Brooks is there, because that's a home run hire.
That's a home run hire.
That's the best coaching hire that's happened in college basketball so far this year. So I'm excited about Kenny Brooks coming in for the women's program and see what happens there. But, yeah, I'm going to be –
Do you think it's because they got air conditioning in Memorial Coliseum?
That was definitely the sales pitch right there.
There's no more big-ass fans in 90-degree weather. Right. We're putting AC in. There you go.
We know you have to play South Carolina every year, but look, we got air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
I think as far as the men's team goes, it's gonna have to be a wait and see. You know, it's going to be you've been around me long enough to know that I haven't been bought in for a while. He did suck me back in this year, and it's gonna be really hard for me to get sucked back in again without just some incredible evidence that, listen, the gold standard, we better be in the top five, right? If you want a gold standard, this team should be in the top five. They should be one or two seed. They should be SEC regular season or tournament champs. That's what the expectation needs to be, and he's a long way away from that. So we'll see what happens.
Get you out of here on this. I made the case last night that I think the loss this year to Oakland was actually worse than the loss to St. Peter's, even though the St. Peter's loss was more shocking. What says Mike Gandolfo? I just think with the guys on this team and with how popular they were, that this one was worse than the St. Peter's loss.
Well, what makes it worse is that it's the second time it's happened in 3 years. I mean, that's what, you know, teams get upset every once in a while. Okay, great. You know, Duke. It's happened to Duke. It's happened to almost everybody.
Sure.
Can't happen twice.
Right. And not in 3 years.
And and especially in a short time frame. And when it happens twice, and when you've won one NCAA tournament game in 5 years, you've won one SEC tournament game, and you've won two postseason games in 5 years at Kentucky, that's alarming. I mean, that's when that Oakland loss just really gets elevated to the top.
All right. Well, he is Mike Gandolfo at Big Mike Gandolfo on Twitter. You can find him on our Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame shows when those kick back up. Give us an early prediction for Mark Stoops' record in the fall.
I mean, they got a pretty tough schedule.
Yes, they do.
I do think I think 7-5 is probably what they're going to
do. Okay. All right. There you go. Well, he's Mike Gandolfo. Find him at Big Mike Gandolfo on Twitter, the Kentucky Fish Wildlife postgame shows. And, of course, he's presented by our friends at J. Shepherd Cigars, 1429 Bardstown Road. Get over there and check them out. Again, we'll be out there on April 23rd from 10 to noon hanging out. Mike, appreciate you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, bud. See ya.
See ya. There you go. Mike Gandolfo. Hard left turn from Bob Huggins talk. Bob Huggins hates Mike Gandolfo, by the way. How about that? There you go. Oh, man. By the way, that Jay Shepard, man. Going to that store. That's just pornography for me. It just is. It's not good. It's not good, Zach. Boy loves cigars a little too much. On the other end, by the way, we are going to have Big Brothers Big Sisters call in today. Quinton's going to be talking with us. He's going to talk about his experience as a big here in Louisville at 10:50, so we'll talk to him when he calls in. I'm Louie Rabeau alongside Zach Cantrell. This is Rabeau & Co. on ESPN 680 105.7. A reminder of some of the programming going on around here as well. Tonight we will have you covered with Louisville Sports Live around 7 o'clock, so if there is movement on this coaching search, for sure our guys will have you covered there. Zach, you sitting in on that one, I assume you
That's
are there
correct.
For the awesome.
Yeah, we're actually going to talk coaching search. At some point, maybe they want to talk backup left tackles because the coaching search talk's gotten exhausting, but we'll see.
There you go.
We got you covered either way.
That's right. And then Nuggets Suns will be on 930 on 680-105.7 and on 93.9 as well. So after Louisville Sports Live, if there is no hire, then we will move to that. And if your bracket is busted, man, do I have great news. You can enter the DraftKings Sweet 16 contest for listeners to this station, ESPN Louisville. It's free to enter if you have the DraftKings app. There's $5,000 up for grabs in the DraftKings credit on the line. Top 10 finishers will all earn a chunk of that credit. Go to ESPNLouisville.com and click the link. If you haven't downloaded the DraftKings app yet, enter promo code TheVille, and you find out how you can get $150 in bonus bets when you sign up. Make sure you check that out as well. I'll do a matzo pie read later, but this is Rabeau & Co. We'll be right back. Big Brothers, Big Sisters next here, ESPN 680, 105.7.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store. Oh, 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 oh.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing.
You are listening to Rabeau & Co. here on ESPN 680 105.7. Now, here's Louie Rabeau.
Hi, yes, the show that only plays bangers. It's Rabeau & Co. here, ESPN 680 105.7. Zach Cantrell, Louie Rabeau, hanging out with you today. Thanks for making us part of your hump day Wednesday. Texter, Huggins fits the criteria of crawling to the job. He quite literally isn't allowed to drive anymore. It's a great text. I really appreciate you people. I apologize. Text line went down while I was talking to Gandolfo, so I didn't see any of these. So let's roll through them right now. 437-9680 on the UPS jobs text line. Texter, Richard is charismatic, great with the media, been here before, checks a lot of boxes. However, one major box would be win-loss record, and that's the one thing that worries me about Richard. Wins-losses is the main thing that matters at the end of the day. Texter, mid-major, low D1 coaches are turning us down. KP has ruined the reputation of this program at this point. We need to hire someone who actually wants to be here and can actually coach and run a program. If you can get a guy who you know can coach, I'm really coming to the opinion now, Zach, that we just, you know, across the street, the focus just needs to be on structure, 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 and just bring the next guy in and say, hey, here's who you're talking to now. Hey, it's time for practice. Hey, it's this. And just let the guy do that stuff. Just do that. Structure, 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 meaning money, meaning players, that kind of stuff. Just bring in the best coach that way. Texter, Josh Hurd sounds way too much like Josh Hurd, and for that reason, I'm out. LOL, hire Richard today. It's funny. I get it. It's hard to make sure you say the right one and not turn shirts into something that it's not. How about that? Yeah. Texter, I honestly don't care who the next coach is, but this is why I believe firing KP in January would have been a good idea. You could have already done the legwork, figured out who didn't want the job. Now it looks like you're reaching and not getting who you actually want. Texter, please get Gandolfo's take on the report of fistfight at halftime during Oakland. Investigation into some assistance and NIL issues, etc. I sent the screenshot above. Oh, man, I'm sorry I missed that. God bless. Texter, Pat Kelsey shirts still available for UK if Barnhart wants to change his mind. Texter. God, If only. Texture, would we be in this situation, or better, worse, if we let KP go at the Christmas break? Man, there's a lot of texts about that today. I really don't know the answer to that. I think we underestimate how many back-channel conversations happen with ADs and agents during the year in general.
That's why I wanted the move to happen back in December and January. And I was talking to Gandolfo about this. It seems like the Louisville situation, the way that they're running this, it's like it snuck up on them.
Yeah,
like everybody knew like this right was now. Happening in December and January. Yep. I don't get the surprise. I don't get... You should have had this locked up and ready to go. Like, as soon as Alabama, for instance, and I hate to bring football back into this, but Nick Saban retired on a Monday or something like that. They hired their next coach 3 days later. They knew they had something lined up. Louisville should have had somebody lined up.
Texter, I love that UK fans laugh at UofL fans for bringing up Jay Wright, and then they bring up Jay Wright, LOL. UK and UofL fans are the perfect example of the Spider-Man meme pointing at each other, and for the record, I laugh at those UofL fans too. Texter, if we're all being honest, UConn is a better program than UK right now, so in my opinion, you could only money whip Hurley. I don't even know if you could do that with him. I think he...
His fit's perfect.
I talk about head coach psychosis and being on that edge. He's on the edge, and he's pushing the edge.
Did you see his halftime interview the other
day? He's out of his mind. The guy's out of his mind. In the best mad scientist way, the guy is out of his mind. It's terrifying, frankly. And it's why, by the way, we've had him on the pod. I've mentioned him before. Kamani Young's his top assistant. He's perfect for Danny Hurley because he's mellow as bleep. Like, just very calm, even keel. I'm sure he has his moments, but very even keel guy. Makes a ton of sense for Danny Hurley's closest circle, if you will. It's probably the best way to say it. And so I don't know that there's a way to get Hurley out of UConn other than... What, a $15 million NBA job if you wanted to try the NBA?
It's a perfect fit for him up at UConn. But UConn's, they're winning.
Yeah, they're winning, and it's...
But they would make the playoffs in the Eastern Conference, according to Mike Greenberg.
Yeah, that's... Punch people. Texter, us card fans will take... Hang on, sorry. Oh, there we go. Mike just said it's gonna be really hard to suck me back in. Save it. Yeah, that was a good one. It was a good job. Don't worry. I'm sure Sofro's all over it. Texter. I talked to several UK fans that think UK could get any coach they want. That's their thoughts on why they can make fun of Louisville for this coaching search. Where's Mike's thoughts on that? I think Mike doesn't agree with that. I think Mike would tell you actually they can't just go pluck coaches now. You know, I'm sure he would say they have a better shot at someone better than what Louisville's looking at. Texter, Rick will eventually leave St. John's and become an assistant under Richard. I need that too. Texter, Trilly says Richard is out. Richard Pitino has backed out and will remain at New Mexico. How about that? That's from Trilly Donovan on Twitter. There you go. Texter, Strieble will have a lot to holler about Cal, but won't amount to anything because Strieble doesn't know what he's talking about most of the time. Look, I agree with you, but you don't need to text it in and make me say it out loud. Come on, people. I'm kidding, Strieble. Texter, because of a Facebook memory from 9 years ago today, I know for a fact that we used to play in March. That's a great text. A great text. It's also very, very sad. Oh, man. I hope Quentin's calling in at some point here from Big Brothers Big Sisters. We'll make sure we get to that as well. Awesome rejoin coming down to the text line. As a burgeoning alcoholic, Texter says, I support the Huggins hire, all kidding aside. If it works, it would be a hell of a reclamation story for a one proud coach and program. Look. I'm not going to disagree with that. Texter, who would have thought that Scott Drew would turn down both UofL and UK within weeks? Texter, so Richard Pitino, eh? Yet, but is his translator stealing money too? I mean, them saying they won't tell you which government agency they went to investigate this is the best part of the Otani stuff. And the guy's so skeezy. It's so great. Oh, man. God bless you. Thank you, people, for texting in 437-9680 on our UPS jobs text line. Keep them coming. We want to make sure you are the co and Rabone co. Appreciate you hanging out with the show on this Hump Day Wednesday edition of the show. Do get over. I mean, honestly, people, the weather gets nicer. Jay Shep, man, just has fantastic stuff as far as cigars and, you know, that sort of thing. And they even sell, like, smaller cigars. If you're a guy, you're like, man, I get halfway through a cigar. I don't want to, you know, it's just not what I want, you know, that kind of thing. He sells smaller stuff, too, and they're really, really good, really good quality. So definitely worth checking out. Texter, what's your take on Cal hiring Huggins as a defensive coordinator? We'll get into that in a minute. But I do want to welcome in a guest to the show. His name is Quentin. He's going to join us here from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Kentuckiana. Quentin's from Alabama, so we're going to start with that. Quentin, Roll Tide or War Eagle? Which one?
Got to go Roll Tide.
Okay.
Got to go Roll Tide.
There you go. you've been in Louisville since 2010. Did you think the coaching situation would get to this point?
No idea. I had no idea that it would get this bad. You know, Louisville's been a great program for so long, and they're literally at the bottom of the tank right now. So
you're on here to talk about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and you're hanging out with a kid named Keon. You've been a Big Brother for 6 years. You're in on sports, this kind of stuff. Talk about what motivated you to get involved with Big Brothers.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't have any kids of my own. I got some extra time. I know a lot of, of my friends do have kids and everything. But, you know, just to give back a little bit, feel like I'm a pretty good role model at times. So I know there's a lot of kids out there that don't have that. And so just kind of want to get involved. And people had talked to me about it before, and I just never got around to it and had some I won't say free time, but extra time on my hand.
Sure.
And figured, why not do a little something with it? That's the capacity.
Something I've heard, and Quentin's with us. He's a big brother. You can go to bbbsky.org, bbbsky.org for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Kentuckiana. You got involved in 2018. You've stuck with it for this long. You know, the thing I hear from Bigs a lot is, I went in thinking I was going to be the mentor, and boy, I've learned more from my little than I ever thought I would. What do you think you've learned from Keon since you got to know him?
Oh, man. You never know what to expect with kids. you can think it's going one way for 1 second, and then, you know, the next, it's, you don't know how you got there. You know, but I've got a nephew that I'm real close with, and he's 11, so...
Yeah.
I mean, I've always, you know, I've been around him since he was born, and had him a lot. So, you know, it's not kids are not new to me, I guess you could say. But, you know, getting to know a kid that you don't know is new.
Yeah, it's an adventure, I'm sure. Quentin's with us. He's from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Kentuckiana, bbbsky.org. Give people an idea. You know, you talked about, hey, I've got some time. This is a chance for me to, you know, be a positive role model, you know, the things that you brought up. What are some of those activities that you and Keon get into?
So luckily, he likes sports too.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, we shoot a lot of basketball. He thinks he's Kyrie Irving. We shoot a lot of basketball. We'll throw some football. He's getting back into baseball now.
Oh, how about that?
So we went to this past weekend. We went to my nephew's game, and we went to this place called Kart Country. He rode some go-karts and played some games and shot a lot of basketball games there. He loves chicken tenders. That's pretty much his only food, chicken tenders and fries. So we can go to any restaurant and be satisfied there. So,
That's great.
We go out to eat a lot and play a lot of games and, you know, just hang out, you know.
What I just heard is you don't have to do dishes after meals and you get to watch sports. That sounds pretty awesome to me.
It's pretty beautiful.
Well,
I'm not complaining.
And, I mean, is this something you see yourself doing? I don't want to say, you know, the rest of your life or anything like that, but is this something you could see yourself, I mean, you'll know Keon when he becomes a man. Is that something you plan on?
Oh, for sure. Like, you know, where I think at this point, knowing him that as long as I have, we're past, you know, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and just, you know, Quentin and Keon at this point. You know, then now that he has his own phone, I honestly don't talk to his mom that much.
Like, sure.
Pretty much, I've been around him this long, so she's like, yeah, you don't have to hit me up. Just go get him whenever you want to get him, you know. And, you know, so I'm basically like part of the family now, but he knows what I expect out of him, and I expect him to be a great young man, and I'm trying to help him become that even more. So, you know, it's rewarding seeing somebody grow, and he's grown so much since I met him. You know, I've seen him grow and mature in the right direction since I've known him, you know.
All right, I will get you out of here on this, and that's awesome, by the way. All of these stories, I love them. I have a guy on this show, Quentin, who was on with me for an hour on Thursdays, and we discovered by accident that he was a little brother. And now he's married, three daughters, you know, the whole thing. And he talks about his big John in Northwest Detroit, where he grew up. as just this fantastic example for him, and a guy that, you know, his mom was the real influence there of getting him signed up and, you know, wanting a male role model in his life. And so it sounds like what you have with Keon is very similar to what my friend Jason had with his Big John. You played arena football, and I don't know anyone that likes arena football as much as me. Was it awesome?
It was. It was a lot of fun, actually. Wasn't as serious as, you know, college football or anything else, but it was a lot of fun. A lot of hanging out with your teammates. Yeah. It's you don't have to. You never really get to run full speed.
Right.
Run full speed too much.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it is a lot of fun. The wall's not as bad as I think people make it seem. Mm. If you've got padding on it, you know, so.
Yeah, and you don't want to be a yard away from the wall when you get hit. If you're up against the wall, it's not too bad. I played ice hockey, so I know that part I know. But, yeah, it's yeah. That part I know, yeah. But the rest of it, man, I love it. The kickoffs, I love all of it, man.
Yeah, everything. The receivers in motion is a little tricky, yes. But, you know, got to be on your P's and Q's.
There
so.
You go.
And it was fun. I got to actually play with Jerry Lorenzen. He was
how about that?
Here in, yeah, so that was my roommate when I played, so that was fun, too.
Good Lord, what a mic drop that is. His name is Quentin. He's with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Kentucky at bbbsky.org. If you have 4 or 5 hours a month, you can change a kid's life for sure. Quentin, we appreciate the time, man. Best of luck, and our very best to Keon as well.
All right, man, I appreciate it. And everybody go out there and sign up. We need more mail. So I would encourage everybody who has time to get involved.
Well, there you go. There's Quentin telling you, bbbsky.org. If you do have time, get out there and be a big. Thank you, Quentin, for joining us here on Rabeau & Co. ESPN 680-1057. We'll go to break now. When we come back, we'll get into the 11 o'clock hour. Plenty to talk about. Cal back on the sidelines. Gonzaga's already getting transfers for next year. I mean, this is where the rest of the sport is and what we're doing in the Commonwealth right now. I'm just... Want to talk about it, of course, at 11, though, we are going to do the cold cuts. We'll get into it. Bologna or salami next here on Rabeau & Co., ESPN 680, 105.7.